Despite my childhood adoration of Sherlock Holmes stories found on printed pages, I never got too locked into book versus screen comparisons. Old-time actor Basil Rathbone made his mark with major changes. Another film had Sherlock identify Jack the Ripper, though one book paints the detective as the infamous killer. Many writers and screen producers use the character as a springboard to tweak the original stories by Arthur Conan Doyle, so it comes as no surprise to see the Amazon series Young Sherlock do just that. This variation aims towards an audience less steeped in tradition, perhaps more youthful, but definitely inclined towards action rather than detective fiction. Sherlock, as played by hero Fiennes Tiffin, bypasses his predicted abilities to stand out at Oxford, instead experimenting with physical skills like pickpocketing. This leads to chases. Released from jail to serve in a lowly capacity at the university, he ends up burglarizing a library. This leads to chases. Pretty much everything leads to chases, which makes sense since Lock, Stock, and Two Smoking Barrels director Guy Ritchie helped create the series. Inspired by a young adult book series from Andrew Lane, with Matthew Parkhill writing many episodes, the screen version introduces elements to please current sensibilities. Two women martial artists join the mix, while Sherlock's mother steps in with her own strong enthusiasm for action. And this leads to chases, plus fights. It all looks great with top quality production values and big name cast members like Colin Firth, Joseph Fiennes, and Natasha McElhone. Tiffin seems limited by a Holmes who acts prissy rather than deeply observant, but Donald Finn, as a charming Moriarty, proves an able robber when it comes to stealing scenes. Amusing but shallow, young Sherlock passes time without displaying the magic that turned old Sherlock into a memorable icon. For KUNR, I'm Robin Hollibird.